Track 12, Life Preservers Number 2 and 3. The previous track outlined Life Preserver 1, the role support groups play. This track deals with the role family and friends and a balance plays in your client's decision to stay or to leave. Life Preserver Number 2 is family and friends. Aside from support groups described on the previous track, as we have discussed earlier, family and friends also provide a second opportunity for a battered woman to gain support. However, as you know, this can be a very difficult task. Evelyn, whom we discussed on the previous track, was afraid to confide in her family and friends because they always viewed her as being so strong. She stated, "Last week we were all meeting for dinner together. I didn't get ready for dinner fast enough, and I mentioned that we were only about 5 minutes late. But as we were passing through the door, Brett threw me into the door frame so hard I fell to the ground. I had to hide my tears and pain at dinner because I didn't want my family to think I was weak." Evelyn used the following 4 steps to seek support from her family and friends. As I read these steps, think of your Evelyn. Would any of these steps help her to ask her family and friends for support to facilitate her decision to leave or to stay? First, Evelyn found someone to trust. Second, Evelyn had a general discussion with this trusted person about abuse. If Evelyn didn't think this person would understand her feelings or relationship, she found someone else to trust and started again. Third, Evelyn vented her feelings. Once Evelyn found a family member who was willing to listen, she wanted to tell them every horrifying detail regarding her relationship with Brett. Evelyn found this source of support in her cousin, Melinda. In the 4th and final step of seeking support, Evelyn attempted to find multiple sources to confide in. For Evelyn, having told one person was not enough. She wanted to tell someone else in hopes that eventually she would run into someone with the same story. Evelyn began to regularly attend the Battered Women's Support Group as well as the Thursday 12-step codependence group. Then she was able to meet new people to share her story with. I find it crucial to break this process into steps because oftentimes the battered neglects the first 2 steps of assessing who she can trust, followed by a general discussion regarding abuse to test the waters, so to speak, regarding that person's empathy and sympathy for those physically abused. Ask yourself, for your Evelyn, do you need to talk to them about who they can trust and perhaps do a role play in your next session regarding a general discussion with that person about physical abuse to test the water, so to speak? Life Preserver Number 3 is balancing tactics. Aside from seeking support systems through groups, families, and friends, battered women also gain support to leave through maintaining balance. Have you found, like I, that many battered women struggle to maintain balance between their fear, anxiety, and sadness with other aspects of their life when coping with the abuse in an effort to leave or to stay? I found 4 tactics that are useful in helping battered women maintain a balance regarding these feelings when coping with the stress of a battering situation. Think of your Evelyn. As I read this list, is there something in this list that you could use in your next session to facilitate your client's decision to stay or to leave? Balancing tactic number 1, knowing what the abuser is communicating. An example of this is Brett's slapping and pushing Evelyn. Evelyn began to see that his abuse could be a statement about Brett's low self-esteem and feelings of inadequacy at the machine shop. He feared that she would see how inadequate he truly thought he was and leave. For the first time, Evelyn saw her leaving as a real threat to Brett's self-esteem. Balancing tactic number 2, being aware of the abuser's purpose. I stated to Evelyn, an abuser's motives are usually control and to dismiss his partner so that she will doubt herself and be more controllable. Let me repeat that sentence again. An abuser's motives are usually control and to dismiss his partner so that she will doubt herself and be more controllable. After several sessions, Evelyn began to see that Brett's anger about her housekeeping skills were not really a result of her being a bad housekeeper. Rather, it was about making Evelyn doubt her abilities, thus becoming more controllable. Uncovering Brett's purpose of controllability was making her decision to leave much easier. Balancing tactic number 3. In addition to knowing what the abuser is communicating, being aware of the abuser's purpose of control is being aware that you are only in charge of your own happiness. As you know, abusers often make their partner responsible for their happiness. I explained to Evelyn that Brett would say things like, "You make me happy," or "You make me mad," or "You made me do it," in order to gain more control over her. As you know, battered women often fail to realize that every person is capable of deciding how another person will affect them. Balancing tactic number 4, knowing you are separate from the abuser. I stated to Evelyn, Brett may not be willing for her to have a different opinion, thus making her responsible for everything he feels. Evelyn replied, Brett hated it when we didn't agree on things, even stupid things. Once I told him I didn't like a favorite movie of his very well, and he started screaming at me, "Why do you have to ruin everything I enjoy?" I didn't say it to convince him the movie was bad. I was just sharing my opinion. I didn't express my opinion again after he exploded like that. With Evelyn, these 4 balancing tactics of knowing what the abuser is communicating, being aware of the abuser's purpose, being aware that you are only in charge of your own happiness, and knowing you are separate from the abuser helped her to balance her fear, anxiety, and sadness. With this level of emotional balance, Evelyn was able to gain the perspective to leave Brett. In this track and the previous track, we discuss the 3 life preservers of support groups, family and friends, and 4 balancing tactics. The 4 balancing tactics we discussed are knowing what the abuser is communicating, being aware of the abuser's purpose, being aware that you are only in charge of your own happiness, and knowing you are separate from the abuser. In the next track, we will discuss emotional gateways, or how battered women often ignore their emotions, particularly feelings of fear. I will also outline 5 hidden fear questions to use with a battered client who is denying her feelings. If you feel your client is trying a balancing act, would it be beneficial to replay this track prior to your session with her to review these balancing techniques? Question 16. What are 4 balance techniques you might consider including in your next session with your battered client?